Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 355. Visible translated text is as follows. To see whether Newt Lee could have seen the body from where he stood, we placed a bulk about the size of an ordinary body about the same position that this body was found in, and you could see the bulk of the body by looking carefully, by standing at the spot Newt Lee said he had seen it. A man couldn't get down that ladder with another person. It is a difficult matter for one person to get through the scuttle hole. The signs of dragging that I saw was right at the bottom of the elevator shaft, on the south side of the elevator. The sign of dragging came right around the elevator, straight back east of the ladder. It started east of the ladder. A man going down the ladder to the rear of the basement would not go in front of elevator where dragging was. The hasp appeared to have been pulled straight out of the door. On the inside, it was not bent. The body was cold and stiff, hands folded across the breast. I didn't find any blood on the ground or on the sawdust around where the body was found. Yes, the hasp is bent the least bit. When we got there Sunday morning, I think the elevator was on the second floor. We tried to make Lee run the elevator, but he said he couldn't do it. Further reply. I found the handkerchief about 2 feet towards the rear beyond the body on a sawdust pile. Recross examination. I found it possibly 10 or 15 minutes after we found the body. The handkerchief was bloody just like it is now. Recalled for the state, the trap door leading to the basement was closed when we got there. There was cobwebs and dust both there. J.H. Starnes, sworn for the state, I am a city officer, went to the pencil company's place of business between 5 and 6 o'clock, April 27th. The pencil company is located in Fulton County, Georgia, and that's where the body was found.